Long Distance Despite the Odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's right. No stopping us now. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back.
Charles.
Charles, you still there, Charles?
Oh, yes. I'm still here. John is here.
Charles, why don't you do your poem?
Your second poem, Charles.
Okay. Here we go.
For Thanksgiving.
The title of this poem is, "'Twas the Night of Thanksgiving." 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving. just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftover second, the dark meat and white, but I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge, full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, stuffing with gravy, green beans, and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling, so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please."
That is so cute.
That's so cute. Very nice. Very nice. Very,
very nice.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Why don't you give your stuffing? People like to know about the stuffing that you make with the Grand Marnier. What's it called? Grand Marnier?
Grand Marnier, yeah.
No.
You know what, Charles? I was looking at my recipes like I do every year, like I don't know what I'm going to make. And there it says, 2016 with Dawn and Charles.
Yes.
I can't believe it. 4 years ago. Those were the days. So listen.
Grand Marnier.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that in the stuffing with the cashew nuts and the shallots. It's really good. Listen, everybody, I told you not to interrupt, Charles. In the first hour, I would give you the heads up because this is really important. For the first time in Macy's Parade broadcast history, in an effort to create a more inclusive experience for blind and visually impaired viewers, NBC Universal is proud to present the full NBC broadcast with live audio description on the Secondary Audio Program Channel, SAP. That's SAP as in Paul, stands for Secondary Audio Program Channel. It's provided by Descriptive Video Works. This year's broadcast will be available with additional audio narration describing the rich visuals of the parade, including the magnificent balloons, the floats, and performances to complement the storytelling and celebration that make the parade an annual Thanksgiving tradition for millions of Americans, including me. I watch it every year all by myself.
Right now, it's time for trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing this song? This was a huge song. Big one.
Dream.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
Dream, dream, dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue. In the night and I need. Hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away.
Okay, Chris.
Dream,
who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. That was the number one record at the time. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Anybody know? Number one record at the time. Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
You think you know that song?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
You know it?
Dawn does, too. She was singing it. I had to hush.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Very popular song.
Yep.
dance to it.
You know what?
What?
I have 5 minutes. I think I'm going to read this now in case I don't have time later.
Okay, read it.
All yeah, right. It came to my attention. Oh, never mind.
Yes,
we have a caller?
We have a caller?
We got a caller. We got a caller.
Okay.
I think we got us a winner here. I think this one right here is a winner. Let me do it to you like this. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, of all sizes, calling all the way live from Daytona Beach, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Doug Hall. Doug, how you doing?
Oh, you're kissed something
Doug.
Out.
Hello, Doug.
Is this the Doug Hall? Yeah, I guess you'd say that. There are more than...
From Daytona Beach, Florida?
Yes.
So anyway, who was singing that song? Who was singing that song? Do you know who's singing it?
That was sure, Don and Phil Everly.
Oh, you're 100% right. Don and Jimmy knew their first thing. That's pretty good. The Everly brothers, Don and Phil. That's right. Yeah. Everly Brothers, that was a group. They were a great group. Great group. The two of them were great. They had a lot of hits. A lot of hits.
Yes.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right.
Enjoy. Okay. Enjoy.
Thanks.
So what's doing over there in Daytona Beach?
What's that?
What's doing over there in Daytona Beach?
Rain.
Rain.
Oh, it's raining over there?
It's not bad.
Well, see, I was different than you. I put a sign out in front of my house. No rain here. Thanks.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, that's okay. We need to have the rain because we need to have our grass grow so we can
that's
employ
right.
the person who cuts our grass.
That's
there
right.
you go.
That's what I just said to him.
Well, thank you very much for calling us in. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, Doug, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right, Doug?
Yes, sir.
All righty, let's take this phone call. I got two phone callers, one coming in from Orlando, Florida, and the other one coming in all the way from the Big Apple again. All right, so we're going to go. I'm going to do this one for you right here. Let's do this one. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, let's get ready to answer the phone. Here's the one and only, standing at 6'3", 105 pounds, soaking wet. Ladies and gentlemen, the most technical person that you'll ever meet. Here is the one and only Miss Sheila Young.
Sheila Young. I've never been told I was 6'3 and 105 pounds.
You must have
grown.
Oh my
gosh, that is too funny. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's the only reason I called in was to wish you all, hi, Charles, hi, Dawn, a very happy Thanksgiving. What am I making for Thanksgiving? I'm making sweet potato casserole. I'm making pea salad. And I'm making cheese and cauliflower. And
are you having what's the main dish?
Huh?
What's the main dish?
Well, my sister's making the turkey. I'm not. So.
Oh, the turkey. Oh, sister's making turkey. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't do the turkey when I go to my sister. She does. So anyway, I hope all of you.
Well, thanks for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
So you guys be safe.
You too.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
And who's calling in from the Big Apple?
That's right, all the way from the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps, that's always up and popping, locking and dropping. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Miss Linda. Uh-oh, never mind. I guess Miss Linda, she got lost in that call.
Boy, after all of that bigot troll.
Yeah, right.
She missed out.
Linda hung up.
This might be calling her. This might be her calling right back. Hold on.
Well, we have 1 minute to break.
Do it when we come back, Lynn.
I don't know that we can. We'll see. We have a guest caller trying to zoom in.
All right, Linda?
It's somebody else calling all the way in from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. It's the one and only. Peter, you want to talk to Peter before we go into break real quick?
Sure, real fast.
All right.
Who is it?
Peter from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, right there in the city.
Atlanta, Georgia, Peter. How you doing, Peter? From
Happy Thanksgiving, Peter.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And guess what? This is Peter, who's actually from Colorado, but I'm currently in Atlanta.
I recognize the voice. Me,
so
Peter.
Answered the question. Michael says, gee, you think Peter's going to fly? And I said, he's going to go to his family.
I did. I couldn't not go. It's been too long. And it's good to see them.
That's right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
So,
happy
Peter, Thanksgiving, are you calling in about... Are you going to talk to us about what?
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody that Spectrum is doing a sweepstakes for the brand new Apple TV. And all you got to do is email us at spectrumaccess@charter.com and give us a story about how you're using your Spectrum products. I'd love to hear how you're using Spectrum Access. But if you've got other products you want to tell us about, give us a short story. It doesn't have to be long. It can just be a few sentences. But if you email us at spectrumaccess@charter.com, you can get a brand new Apple TV potentially.
That's free.
Free.
There's that word again. Free.
And if you're really nerdy and you want to know the specs, it's a 32 gig Apple TV. Comes with a nice, sleek little remote. Connect it to your TV and download all the apps you want to watch your shows on right there. And it's an accessible product, so you can turn VoiceOver on and navigate all your favorite apps on there. So just give us at least a few lines about how you're using your Spectrum products, and we'll put you into the sweepstakes. Chances are pretty good you're going to win, so I'd do it.
Okay,
Peter.
Well, you
thanks for calling
nice
in.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Have a Thanksgiving to you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break. It's break time. Going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Visions of Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We're back. I want to thank you all for listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Maybe you can even pick up the phone and call us. Love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Right now, Lynn.
Okay. Well,
you're up.
That's my cue that we would like to welcome back. He's in the Zoom room. We'd like to welcome back our friend John Cornille. And John is the director of Legacy Giving at Foundation Fighting Blindness. So welcome back, John. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And you're calling from Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I'm in the southwest suburb of Minneapolis.
Wow.
Nice and cold up there.
Yeah. I don't know how people can take it.
Yeah. I will say it's seasonal for us, but it's chilly.
Seasonal.
To say the least. So tell us, John, about what your position is. I mean, what you do there as director of Legacy Giving. What is that all about, Legacy Giving?
So a legacy gift is what sometimes is referred to as a planned gift in other organizations, and actually we used to call it that as well. But I kind of got to the, I talked to so many people that there's a lot of confusion about what a planned gift is. So a lot of people can relate to the word legacy. How am I going to be remembered? What am I going to leave as part of my remembrance? So a legacy gift is a gift that's made that really comes to being upon the death of an individual. So I work with people at the foundation who have created such gifts, and also people that are interested in doing it. My background was as a lawyer in the private practice of law for over 30 years in Western, well, it really wasn't a suburb at the time. I was in Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, but probably is now with the spread of the population. But I'm not a lawyer for the foundation. I just use my background and my training, plus the fact that I have retinitis pigmentosa and really am aware of the research that we do and can talk to people about that and help them consider making a gift to the foundation. That's what I do.
Do they usually do that on their own, or you approach them? How does that work? People, they just decide that they want to be a donor? Is that what it is?
Well, good question. For the most part, our philosophy is that we want to encourage people through our marketing efforts, through all the research things that go out, just put a little blurb in there about a different way to support our organization, and that's through a legacy gift. And we want people to be doing that on their own, regardless of whether or not they decide to make a legacy gift to us, which really, if you think about it, if you name an organization, anybody in your will or your estate plan, you're really elevating them to the level of a family member. And that's a pretty special thing. So as I mentioned last week, about 50% of the people in this country pass away without a will or any type of estate plan. So everyone should be doing that for themselves, the best interests of their family, to relieve stress, to relieve anxiety, just get things in order. And I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of, or hopefully not personally, a horror story about just a mess when someone has not created a plan. Whatever that plan happens to be, they need to think about it. So we try to remind people to do that, make them aware of the work we do in hopes that they'll have a loyalty and affinity to us, that as part of when they leave this earth, they will help our work continue to someday for future generations to have a world without blindness from inherited retinal disease. That's really how we do it, kind of a soft key approach. And I also wanted to mention to your listeners, while tonight I'm going to, in the short time we have, talk about legacy gifts specifically to the foundation, the concepts that I'll talk about really apply to just any charitable gift. And when we receive a legacy gift from someone, it's often combined with other charitable gifts. So if a person is charitably inclined, they typically will leave gifts to multiple charities. And those that are in the blind and low vision community, like myself, we see that they often support other organizations. In addition to, you know, they might say, well, we want to help cure blindness, so the foundation fighting blindness is great. But we also had great help through guide dogs, so they'll support a guide dog, or NFB or AFB, who advocates for the things that we need every single day. I happen to sit on a board here in Minneapolis of an organization that's been around for 100 years that provides really vocational training that we need to get by every single day to learn technology, orientation and mobility, Braille, all the skills to work. So there's many things out there, and the Foundation Fighting Blindness, as your listeners know from us being a sponsor, we fill the void of research to try and to find treatments and cures for these things. So that's what we do, make people aware of it, hope that they have an affinity for us. And we also, as part of our strategy, try to dispel what I believe is an actual belief in the world that only rich people give money to charity. Only rich people have an estate. That is absolutely not true. Whatever you have is yours. You've earned it. You deserve to control what happens to it when you're gone, as opposed to the state where you live in, directing where it goes. So that's what we try to do.
because I talk to so many people that say, well, I don't have an estate. I don't have any money. I'm not rich. Well, if you think about it, because of life's circumstances and financial situations, there are a lot of people that do not have the ability to make a gift to a charity during their lifetime. Totally understandable. But when you're gone, everybody has the ability to make a legacy gift. You don't need the money anymore. So that's how we try to do it at the foundation. It's been pretty successful, but if you read studies out there, there literally are trillions with a T of dollars that will be changing hands from generation to generation over the next several decades. And charities are in strong competition to have some of those dollars come their way to do the work that they do, ourselves included. You know, we have a select group of people, you know, the amount of people in this country that are affected with vision loss. It's not a lot as compared to, you know, cancer, heart disease, or some of these other things, but as we all know, it's definitely a challenge. So we have a legacy society at the foundation. That's a group of people who have raised their hand, told us that they've created a legacy gift. We have maybe 450 to 500 people in that legacy society. I hope someday for that to be 4,000 people, because someday then we'll go out of business and people won't have to even think about us anymore. That's our goal. So we also, kind of an exciting announcement I'm going to make tonight, is that next year in 2021, Foundation will be celebrating our 50th anniversary. We started back in 1971. And as part of that, we have decided to create a very ambitious fundraising campaign to raise $50 million for research to find treatments and cures. And $20 million of that is designated to come from legacy gifts. Now, these will be new gifts that are created, people telling us that they've created a new gift, or somebody in our legacy society who hasn't yet told us what they think the value of their gift will be. So that's a huge thing that we're going to be working on over the next couple of years. And sadly, I hate to always talk about money, but money does make the world go around, and it certainly is what drives research in this country. And, you know, that's the only thing that's going to find treatments and cures for some of these diseases. So I feel that the simplest way for anyone to create a legacy gift to a charity, and Foundation Fighting Blindness, actually a qualified charity, when we say that, we mean one that meets the requirements of 501c3. I'm sure many of you have heard of that. It's an Internal Revenue Code section. Most of your charities do meet that qualification. So the easiest way to do that is to make the charity a beneficiary of a beneficiary designated account. You can sometimes do that without even leaving your home. You can download beneficiary forms on the internet. Sometimes you can scan and email those back. You can fax them back. You can put them in the mail. So that really is the simplest thing that you can do, and it operates very much like a will, in that it is a direction of what happens to money in that particular account when you pass away. And you can leave the entire balance to a charity. You can leave a percentage. You know, oftentimes we'll see, just like somebody puts, you know, one-third to three different charities in their will, they can also do one-third to the same three charities or different charities in a beneficiary designated account. And as I mentioned last week, that there's lots and lots of different types of beneficiary designated accounts now, not just your retirement accounts, but sometimes just simple bank accounts, certainly life insurance policies, investment brokerage accounts. All of those you can name a beneficiary. And the other beauty of that is those funds go directly to the charity. They don't go through the court system of probate, so it gets there quickly without any expense being chipped away at it either, potentially. So a great way to do it. And I guess dovetailing off of that, I think the best type of beneficiary designated account to make a charitable gift is a tax-deferred retirement account. So what are those? It would be like a traditional IRA, a 401k, 403B, which is a 401k that charities use. So the reason that that's good is because if you think about how those accounts work, you put money into those accounts during your lifetime. You get to take a tax deduction when you put the money in. The money grows in that account during your lifetime, tax-free, and you don't pay any tax on it until you take it out for retirement, or there's some other exceptions where you can take it out. When you die, if you leave that money in a tax-deferred retirement account to an individual, let's just say, Michael, I had my 403B account at the foundation. I'm going to leave that money to you as an individual. You would have to pay income tax on that. So let's just say it was $10,000. You would have to report that $10,000 as income on your tax return in the year you get it and pay tax on it at whatever rate you pay. If, however, I left that money to the foundation fighting blindness, since it's a qualified charity, they pay no income tax. So there'd be no deduction of that hypothetical $10,000 from that retirement account to the foundation. They'd get the full impact of that $10,000. And by the way, that is exactly the legacy gift that I have created for the foundation from my 403B account. So those are terrific things to do. Again, you get more bang for the buck if you're including individuals as part of your overall estate plan. You save income tax, and again, very simple. The most common one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Lynn.
So I was going to say we're gonna have to talk about this more the next time that you're on.
Okay.
Okay. We thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on today.
Yeah. Can I leave a contact real quick?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So, yeah, and I was just about done. Sorry, I didn't speak faster. People can call me directly. I understand. No problem. Call me directly. It rings right here on my desk, 952-314-7578. Or you can email the foundation, info@fightingblindness.org. 952-314-7578 or info@fightingblindness.org. And thank you guys so much. And I have a happy Thanksgiving and all your listeners.
It was a very appropriate topic for Thanksgiving. It really was, to think about other people. Well, thank you and happy and healthy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Same to you. Take care.
Good night.
You too, John. Goodbye. All right. Chris, we're going to go to a quick break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. They have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do it, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Listen, folks, don't forget about Spectrum Communications as far as their big
sweepstakes,
as far as you can get something free.
There's a button on our website. It says Spectrum Access Sweepstakes. Just click on it, and all the rules and regulations are there.
They go to our webpage. By the way, if you missed any part of this radio show or any show you want to listen to in the past, they're all there, 5 years, all there, except for two shows we had in the hurricane. You go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the Andy and Blind and Beyond. radioshow.org. Everything's there. Check us out. What do you put? Pull
okay.
my microphone
well,
right away. What do you want? What do you
time
want?
Time is ticking, and I would like to read this before we go off the air. And Charles and I were talking about it too, and he would like to hear it too. It came to my attention that Helen Keller wrote the following letter to the New York Symphony Orchestra in March of 1924. And here's how she describes listening to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony over the radio. It's really fascinating because, as you know, Helen Keller was deaf and blind. Dear friends, and remember, she's writing to the New York Symphony Orchestra, and there was a picture of her listening with her hands on the old-fashioned radio. Dear friends, I have the joy of being able to tell you that though deaf and blind, I spent a glorious hour last night listening over the radio to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. I do not mean to say that I heard the music in the sense that other people heard it, and I do not know whether I can make you understand how it was possible for me to derive pleasure from the symphony. It was a great surprise to myself. I had been reading in my magazine for the blind of the happiness that the radio was bringing to the sightless everywhere. I was delighted to know that the blind had gained a new source of enjoyment, but I did not dream that I could have had any part in their joy. Last night, when the family was listening to your wonderful rendering of the Immortal Symphony, someone suggested that I put my hand on the receiver and see if I could get any of the vibrations. He unscrewed the cap and lightly touched the sensitive diaphragm. What was my amazement to discover that I could feel not only the vibration, but also the impassioned rhythm, the throb, and the urge of the music. The intertwined and intermingling vibrations from different instruments enchanted me. I could actually distinguish the cornet, that instrument, the roll of the drums, the deep-toned violas and violins singing the exquisite unison. How the lovely speech of the violins flowed and plowed over the deepest tones of the other instruments. When the human voices leapt up to thrilling from the surge of harmony, I recognized them instantly as voices more ecstatic, upcurving, swift, and flame-like, until my heart almost stood still. The women's voices seemed to be an embodiment of all the angelic, excuse me as I turn the page, voices rushing in a harmonious flood of beautiful and inspiring sound. The great chorus throbbed against my fingers with poignant pause and flow. Then all the instruments and voices together burst forth, an ocean of heavenly vibration, and died away like winds when the atom is spent, ending in a delicate shower of sweet notes. Of course, this was not hearing, but I do know that the tones and harmonies conveyed to me the moods of great beauty and majesty. I also sense, or thought I did, the tender sounds of nature that sing into my hands, swaying reeds and winds, and the murmur of streams. I have never been so enraptured before by a multitude of tone vibrations. As I listened, with darkness and melody, shadow and sound filling all the room, I could not help remembering that the great composer who poured forth such a flood of sweetness into the world was deaf like myself. I marveled at the power of his quenchless spirit by which out of his pain he wrought such joy for others. And there I sat, feeling with my hand the magnificent symphony which broke like a sea upon the silent shores of his soul and mine. And that was Helen Keller,
oh,
March
beautiful.
1924.
Beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to read it.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when people let us know that
something's important out there we don't know about.
And I can thank Harriet in New York City for telling me about that letter.
Yes. So, folks, if you have anything that's happening or you know something, send it to us. We'd love to hear about it. That's what we're here for. Don't forget, this show is meant to be for you and us, telling everyone about something, especially in the blind community. You cited, folks, I love you listening to our radio show. It's your radio show as well. And that's why we call it the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
So, Charles, do you have any words of wisdom for the community out there during this Thanksgiving season? It's not going to be as usual for most of us, but do you have anything to share?
It's going to be quite different this year. So I hope, pray, believe that everyone will be safe, wear a mask. That's the least we can do for each other.
Yeah, that's, I want to interrupt you on that, Charles. I got to interrupt you on that one. Let's really talk about that one. Wear a mask. Please wear a mask. It's no joke. Please wear a mask. I go into the store, I wear two masks, believe it or not.
And what, Charles, would you like to finish what you were saying?
Yes, just be safe. Be considerate of others. This is Thanksgiving, a time to give thanks for our loved ones, for what we have with each other, what we have in our daily lives. And as the poem said, we need to be considerate, but hold some hidden pleasure. And looking back, joys oft appear to brim the past wide measure. Take time and thank each other. Love one another. Dawn has something to say, too.
Yes, Dawn.
I just wanted to say that I think everybody should try to realize many of the rules that they have versus this Thanksgiving. And then next Thanksgiving, we celebrate and thank God we made it through this thing because we obeyed the rules.
That's right.
That's right.
That's exactly right, Dawn.
Right. Very good. Very good, Dawn. Yes.
Maybe next year you'll be here for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes, and that brand, Monier.
Alongside that, what was it? What was that chocolate thing we used to like talk about? I forgot what that was, Charles. You always talk
and
about
also, you make that also. Liquor. What's that apple liquor thing that you make?
No, that's Dawn. Dawn makes the best
that's
apple pie in the whole world.
No, apple pie, but you made something about the what's that red thing?
Oh, that's cranberry.
Cranberry something.
I make it with apples and port wine and. Yeah, apples and whole cranberries and port wine and some sugar, and then you boil it. Yeah.
Lynn makes a lot of fancy stuff.
Chris, how about you?
If we show up at your door, will you turn us away?
No.
As long as you're wearing a mask.
As long as you're wearing a mask, yeah. Chris?
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
What are you guys doing? Are you cooking?
Well, we that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to just stay at home, and since we just moved into the house, we're going to stay at home and do our own thing this year and just be amongst us.
That's exciting in your new home, your first Thanksgiving. You have
right.
A lot to be thankful for.
Be safe.
So that's going to be our key, and I'm going to go ahead and fire up the grill. I might throw a turkey on the grill.
Oh, yeah?
You have a grilled turkey.
A grilled turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to do something that...
I don't know. That sounds
good. How does that work?
I don't know yet. I hadn't figured it out yet, but I will.
I was about to say, that sounds a little sketchy, Chris.
I've heard of a fried turkey and a roast turkey, but I don't know about a grilled turkey.
Yeah, we're going to try something totally different this year. We're gonna do a grilled turkey. I'm gonna get one of those little small turkeys, and just cut it up a little bit, and just put it on the grill, season it, and just put it on the grill, and just let it manifest itself.
Yeah, well, I know you. It'll be delicious. You always come up with these weird things. Yeah. Well,
I have a friend up in the panhandle that does a turduckling.
A what?
Turduckling.
Duckling.
It's like a turkey and a duck mix.
About the little duck.
We'll talk about ducks.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to remind everybody that we will be here next week after Thanksgiving. So join us. Okay, Chris, you got my Charlie Brown music?
You're ready to go.
Oh, goody. All right. Well, we could play it in the background while we chit-chat as we go.
Next week's show is going to be, I'm really looking forward to next week's show.
Why don't you tell your bit real fast?
Next week's show is going to be very unusual. Look forward to it. It's going to be a great show.
Well, Mike, hold on. Wait, Mike, you can't make a statement like that, Mike. Every show we have with you is unusual.
That's what I said.
Well, as I was saying, join us next week, same time, same place, and we will have a guest caller, Lee Nasahy.
Lee!
He'll be with us on Thanksgiving. That's unusual. Lee Nasahy, President and CEO of VisionServe Alliance, will be joining us. And Michael's going to have a really razzle-dazzle show next Sunday.
Next week, folks. If you think you know your old songs, listen to the show, and you can get some nice prizes. We're going to have a great show next week. Like Chris said, shows pretty much are always good, but this one's going to be super-duper. I'm really looking forward to it. And because I haven't seen my buddy 60 years, looking forward to speaking to him. Pain.
And I hope people call in on next Sunday and tell us what they did for Thanksgiving and how it worked with the new rules and regulations. How they got through.
That'll be different.
So you and Dawn will be home this week?
Yeah.
Is Ebony coming?
No.
It's just going to be a quiet week. Yeah.
She has to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so she won't be coming up. She closes the night before Thanksgiving and opens Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
So,
Thanksgiving Day. I thought a lot of the stores were closed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well.
Not that one.
Not hers. It's something different this year. They're usually closed.
All righty.
Okay. That's it, Charles. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Dawn, for joining in also.
Yes, Dawn. Thanks.
Love you, Dawn.
And again, Lynn, love you.
Thank you.
Listen, folks.
You're welcome, Charles.
Look forward to seeing you next week. Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And to our audience, thank you very much for letting us come into your home. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. God bless you all. Stay well. Be safe. Looking forward to next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Happy
God bless you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chris.
Be safe.
And Nikki and the girls.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless. And Carter said happy Thanksgiving as well.
Happy Thanksgiving, Carter. Love you all. Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Night-night.
Night-night.